Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody here, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked, get it started, get it started.
Welcome, Big Brother fans. This is your Rad Reality Show Network. We connect you to the reality stars you love. I'm Sherry Garcia, and I'm so glad you can be here tonight with us for Manic Mondays with our beautiful host, Michelle Costa, from Big Brother Season 10, also known as the Portuguese Princess from Providence.
Just another Manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's
If you have questions or comments, call in at 1-347-237-5506. And once you're on our switchboard, please do remember to listen to the prompts and press the number one key on your phone. That lets us know that you want to join us on air and you're not just listening to the show from our switchboard. Now, let's get this show started with a little intro for our host. Here we go.
You wanna play with magic?
Yeah.
Boy, you should know what you're
talking about.
Hi, Big Brother fans. Happy Manic Monday. I'm Cherry Garcia. This is the Rad Reality Show, and it's July 16th, 2018. Thank you so much for being here with us for Manic Mondays with host Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10. Just like every Monday, she has an awesome special guest lined up to join her tonight. He's a Big Brother superfan from Big Brother Season 11, and Michelle and I are quite partial to him because we've had the pleasure of getting to know him pretty well, and we know what an amazing person he is, and I can't wait to have Ronnie Talbot back on Manic Mondays tonight. Michelle will find out how he and his wife Michelle and their adorable baby boy Bentham are, and once they get through that, then Michelle and Ronnie will get right to all the talk about Big Brother 20, the twist, the HOH, the POV, apps and crap, who's trending, alliances, the drama, the evictions, back doors, floaters, you name it, and I bet they're going to cover it tonight. So, as always, we encourage our listeners to participate in our shows. So click on our link and join us in our live chat room where you can post your questions and comments, or feel free to call in at 1-347-237-5506 and talk to Michelle and Ronnie on air. If you do call in, make sure to press the number 1 key on your phone. Once you're on our switchboard, that lets us know that you're ready to join us on air and you're not just listening to our show from our switchboard while driving home or cooking dinner or working out or doing whatever you're doing that's keeping you from being in our chat room with us. Now, it's time to bring up our host and get started in here. Happy Manic Monday, Michelle. How was your weekend, babe?
What's up, cherry pie? It's the kind of pie I like on a Monday night. That's a cherry pie. Boom. I don't know half the time. I just come up with this stuff. I don't know. All I know is I'm happy to be here. We got another fabulous Manic Monday ahead of us. My weekend was great. I mean, I worked, but I was able to enjoy it. I had a reunion with my old friend from high school who lives in Chicago now. So she's in town for about a week and a half. So we got to spend some quality time with her yesterday. So it's great. You know, and just enjoying the weather here. It's beautiful. I'll never complain about the weather here ever in the summertime. I'd rather be hot and sweaty than cold and freezing and in snow. So that's all I will say.
Amen, sister.
That's right. I'm so excited about tonight because we're really going to get into, like, Big Brother talk. We're going to talk about everything that you guys are probably were thinking about, have been thinking about. I'll be honest with you. I think the season is really, really good. It's definitely, for me, full of twists and turns and full of entertainment. Even though I thought we saw somebody of entertainment value go on us last week and competitiveness, Swaggy C, we know obviously he's been missed in the house. And by who? Miss Crocodile Tears herself, Cray K, I call her, Cray Caitlin, who immediately regrets now Swaggy C is out of the house. But we'll talk about that in the future with Ronnie when he joins us in a few minutes. Just want to let you guys also know, sometimes we run out of time, so let me just let you guys know that our guest for next week, put it in your calendar, will be Big Brother 19, Kevin. So Kevin will be calling in and letting us know what he thinks about the season and also some other things that he'd like to talk about with everybody in regards to some scandalous article that he wants to defend, and so we'll be catching up with him next week. So be prepared for that.
Sounds interesting.
Yes, I know. It sounds scandalous, doesn't it? And just to give you a little tidbit, he cheated with a chocolate chip cookie. Okay, so put all the other cheating rumors rest. Give it a rest, people. It was a chocolate chip cookie. Calm down. Okay? And we'll clear all that up next week. I know it's, you're probably like, what? But make sure you agree upon it for the next week. So you got homework. You know I don't always give homework, but there's homework for next week. Got it? Everybody got it?
I want to let you know your guest is on our switchboard.
Well, this is wonderful because I am ready to pick his brain because, oh, my God, Cherry, he's just so good when it comes to, like, his opinions and his thoughts, and he gives us different ways to look at it, right, of what's going on in the Big Brother house. So let's get ready, everybody, and welcome back one of our most favorite house guests and just one of my dearest friends. Go ahead, Cherry Pie, do your fabulous introduction with some whipped cream on top. Thank you.
Well, I am pleased and proud to bring up the one and only, everybody adores him, Mr. Ronnie Talbot from Big Brother 11. Hi, Ronnie. How are you, sweetie?
Hey, Cherry and Michelle. How are you guys? I'm doing very well.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi. I love you both dearly. It's so good to be calling.
Aww. Wait, why is it every time I'm on the radio that people got to call me? I don't got time, people. Excuse me. I'm sorry. All right. Hanging up. I mean, how rude. Don't they know that I'm busy? Okay. Anyway. Ronnie,
for real,
I'm so glad to have you.
I'm so glad to be
you know,
here.
So what's going on? So listen, with the family, how is everybody doing?
Everyone's doing extremely well. Bentham is, oh my gosh, I can't believe he's only 15 months old, but he is walking and running and climbing and everything. And yeah, the other day I turned my back for 1 second and he climbed from the floor onto the back of the couch, like up onto the cushion,
oh, Lord.
And then up onto the back of the couch. I had about had a heart attack when I turned around and saw him standing there. I was afraid he was going to fall. I didn't know what. So,
oh my gosh!
Yeah, he's not talking a ton. He's saying mama, dada, but he'll say good for good. That's his version of good. He'll say good. And he'll say, yeah. He likes watching Big Brother with me. Can you believe that? So sit down and watch a whole episode.
Yes, I can believe it, actually.
Yeah, but
he can
grow
up. I've been watching Big Brother since I was in diapers.
Every time we watch it, I'll say, someday when you're older, Ben, Daddy used to be on the show back in the day.
Listen, they should have, like, a Big Brother baby version. So, like, when they're old enough to be on Big Brother, like, because kind of there's a lot of Big Brother babies out there right now, and they're all kind of within, like, a couple of years. That would be a great theme.
Yeah.
Is Big Brother baby alumni go at each other.
Baby. They have Dominic and Danielle's baby, Bentham, the Parental baby. They could have Adora.
Brittany Hayes' kids.
Yeah.
Jen DiTerno.
Matt Hoffman's daughter.
Yes.
Jeff and Jordan's
son. I think it would be perfect. Mm-hmm. Just a thought. Allison Grodner, on it.
whenever we were having a baby, though, I don't know if I ever told you, but have you heard of the Allison Grodner curse?
No,
I got lots of text messages from people saying, whenever we announced, they said it'll be interesting if you suffer from the Allison Grodner curse. What people are calling that is the vast majority of Big Brother babies are females. There are not many males.
Oh.
I mean, think about
that.
Got
one of the few males.
Natalie from BB9 has a boy. Jeff and Jordan has a boy. We have a boy. I mean, they're out there, but there aren't many of them compared to, I mean, if you think about it, Brittany Hayes, aren't both her babies girls? I think
girls,
two daughters, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Janelle has a boy, but she also had two girls, didn't she?
Yes.
Yeah. Matt Hoffman has a girl. Mm-hmm. Adam Pock has a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, doesn't Dan have a daughter? I don't know.
Does he have a daughter and a son? Derek's got two girls.
Derek has two girls.
Derek has two girls.
Interesting. If you sit down and think about it, the vast majority of them are girls.
Wow, girl power. Ooh.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, just a little bit of trivia for everyone.
I like that. Well, we love trivia in the Big Brother land and world. And we're just glad to hear that the fam is doing great, and, you know, it's just every single day you get to
go on Facebook and see the journey of fatherhood and motherhood. And
it's
so
amazing.
It's pretty amazing. Somebody also just put
so
in
adorable.
The Jason put in the chat room, we know Devin has a daughter.
There you go.
Yes, we know Devin has a daughter. Yes, we know that.
Now, something I am working on is I have decided I'm going to start a gaming streaming channel featuring myself and Bentham. It's going to be a father-son gaming streaming channel.
Oh. Well, that'll be cute.
So
interesting.
We'll see how that goes. Because right now he can't play, obviously, but he loves watching me play. But I don't know.
Well, right now he's just observing. He's doing the right thing to observe. That's what you do in Big Brother. You observe first.
Right.
Then all of a sudden you take the control and you're like beating the other people. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Let us know when you have all that developed, and that'll be interesting to see. So cool. Good luck with that. That'll be fun, actually. Fun project. So we got so much to talk about, and I'm going to try to keep it like regulated timeline. Okay, because we can go off on tangents here, and we're going to try to get all your thoughts in, because we want to pick your brain, because your brain is so good to pick. Just pick.
I like it. I appreciate that.
Pick. Okay? All right, so what do you think of the season so far? What do you think of Big Brother 20? Let's start there.
I think this is the best season since 14.
Hallelujah.
I really do.
I agree.
I truly do.
I do,
because
too.
I'll tell you why. There are interesting characters in the house, interesting people. And on top of that, now it's debatable to what degree, but everyone is at least playing the game. Everyone is trying.
Yep.
Everyone's doing something.
And that's what we love.
Yes. No,
and it's all new.
They
don't have returnees trying to, you know, convince, you know, the newbies on what to do and sort of leading them astray you know, guiding them.
Yeah, they're making all kinds of mistakes, which is awesome.
To the cuckoo juice. Drink this cuckoo juice.
So, you know, they're able to make their own mistakes, you know, whereas when there's returnees, they sort of follow them blindly, and that can be bad. You know, that can be bad for newbies.
Michelle, you know, as a former house guest also, I don't know if you'll agree with me, every time I've watched these seasons of returnees, I thought, that's not what I would be doing. I would be sitting in there lying low, talking to them. I would be letting them go cuckoo, letting them make all the mistakes and say the wrong things. That way they're the bigger targets and you're just skating by.
Oh, yeah. I think that, you know, especially if you have a second chance of going in there, I'm hoping that you play with a little bit more of knowledge, and I'm not saying that you're going to go in there and just, you know, win it all or know exactly what to do, but I know one thing to do is to just kind of be observant, sit back, relax, see what's going on, let people dig their own grave, I guess you could say.
Well,
I agree with you. I think this is a great season. I'm definitely agreeing with you on that. I think the characters are great. So then my next question would be,
a nice,
so
diverse
who
bunch.
Right now, what was that? Yes, it is, actually. You got a little bit of everything so far. Ronnie, who are you liking so far? I mean, has it changed from, like, your first week? Because I know you have these people that you pick, and then it kind of changes a few times within the game, and then you have to obviously, if your person that's your favorite leaves, then you have to obviously go to the next, right? So where are you at right now with that?
Well, you know, this was the first season I did not watch a single pre-show interview because I wanted to have a complete blank slate on the first episode. And I think because of that, it took me about a week worth of episodes to learn everyone's name. I don't know why, but I really had a lot of trouble learning everyone's name this year. It's changed. When it first started, I really liked Tyler, but now Tyler's proximity to Caitlin is kind of gross, so it's kind of turning me away from Tyler a little bit.
He's got the black cloud going over him now, huh?
Yeah, Tyler's playing a great game. There's no doubt about it. But I don't like when one whole side rules the house or one person has their finger in everything. I think I'll appreciate Tyler's game more if he has to face some strong adversity. And that's just not really happening so far. But we'll see what happens. I was kind of meh about Rockstar, but now I like Rockstar. Just for the sense that, boy, she has a read on that house. She just needs to keep her mouth quiet. Because she's telling everyone everything.
I know, but she is really smart when it comes to, like, the analytical part of it.
Yeah, just that instinctual feeling of this is who did this, and this is who's with who, and this is, you know what I mean? That's not always easy to do in there, but she's really good at it. Fessy, I'm kind of meh about. JC's funny. I like JC. He's funny. I didn't think I'd be rooting for him just because I thought he would be one of those house guests that's just more of a character than playing the game. But he's not. He's actually playing a really strong social game. He's doing a good job. Sam, I really like Sam a lot. I didn't think I would, but I do.
I do. Do you like her better like Sam or as the robot?
I like her as a robot. Okay.
Yeah,
no,
right?
I think she did such a good job with that, though. Seriously. Wasn't that one of the most ingenious punishments in Big Brother history? Seriously.
Loved it.
I thought
so
it was
I
the most
I did say
cruel.
To myself. Yeah, well, I did say to myself, imagine somebody watching Big Brother for the first time. They turn the TV on, and there's, you know, JC walking hand in hand with the robot. And they probably were like, what is going on here? Like, that's the only thing I can, like, imagine happening for people that turned Big Brother on for the first time.
Yeah. I mean,
I could see it being more interesting if it was a different week. But the first week, that's when everybody's making alliances and making friends and making connections and solidifying themselves with everybody. So I don't like it on the first week. You know, maybe the second week or any other time. But that first week, I just thought it was kind of cruel to do to somebody. To anybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough punishment, that's for sure. It maybe has something
mm-hmm.
I like about it. But, you know, if anyone could have survived it, it was Sam, and she did. I mean, she really,
mm-hmm.
as we say here in West Virginia, she really made that dog hunt. I mean, she did what she could with it, you know?
Yeah, she
and
did.
It made her trend that first
she's a
week,
trooper.
So I don't think she would have been trending that first week
else.
If she didn't.
Yeah, if that didn't anyone else, they would have been out. Like, I mean, without a question. They just, you know what I mean? But she's so funny and she kept trying to talk to people and, you know. I don't know.
She definitely did the best of it for the situation.
Yeah.
She did.
If it had been Scotty in there, he would have been evicted week one. There's no doubt about
that. Well, can we give it to Scotty, though? Did Scotty not maximize on his HOH? I think... You know, that he, so far, if he wasn't somebody that was, like, on your radar or one of your top people, I think he's got to be sitting there right now because I think he did a really great job with his HOH. Don't you think, Ronnie? I think so.
Yeah, I'm not caught up. Did he not use the veto? I didn't catch up today.
Yes, he did not use the veto, so it's the bras.
Okay.
The bros, the bras,
right,
whatever
good.
You want to call them, there on the block.
You know, he voted out Swaggy, which was a big no-no in my book because, I mean, Swaggy was a shield for Scotty. I mean, if anything,
we love Swaggy.
I just think it was a
mistake. We love Swaggy.
I do. I just, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't like to refer to yourself in the third person, and, you know, that just bothers me. But, you know, that's just.
But how many past Big Brother alumni have done that before? I mean, the part that people keep bringing up is that he's referred to himself as a third person or with his nickname. But how many Big Brother alumni can we remember from the beginning of the days of Big Brother have had some sort of nickname, or there's been people that have really brought shirts in with their names on it. I mean, we just
don't mind him wearing the shirt.
Probably, yeah.
Him wearing the shirts didn't bother me at all. The only thing that really bothered me was when he would specifically say, when having a conversation with other people, Swaggy doesn't like that. And when he says things like that, that's what bothered me. But that's just because I'm an English person and I don't like referring to you.
Yeah.
But
that's,
he was
like,
interesting.
On a different level for you.
Yeah, he was interesting, and he was playing the game for sure. I mean, so, I don't know. It is what it is. He made whatever. But at least Scotty won some points back for me by nominating the bros. So.
Yes. Yeah.
And I want Winston
he
gone.
He definitely did a good job.
I want Winston. I want Winston evicted because of something he said Friday night after the nomination ceremony. It really, really bothered me. He, after the feats came out for the nomination ceremony, he made the comment that he wanted to grab Scotty by the throat and smash him up against the wall, just like in high school. I'm sorry, that's just ridiculous. That's toxic masculinity,
yeah.
That's childishness, and he can go. I'm done. He can go.
Yeah. Like, I've been saying that from since last week, too, because I said, you know, people like, oh, Swaggy needs to go because he talks about some third person. Well, you know what? Winston's pretty boring, and then he says stuff like that when he doesn't, when he opens his mouth. So, you know, he can go packing. I just don't find him to be any sort of kind of competition levels, you know, competitive. He might be a little bit, but he's just, I don't know, not really liking or disliking him. I just kind of keep moving. All right, if you're gone, I'm not going to be upset about it.
Right. He and Britt are the same person. Seriously. They're the same character. I mean, come on.
Just wanted to let you guys know we have a call for you guys if you want to take it.
Oh.
Okay, well, let's take a call. And we don't want people to be holding because they tend to hold very long. And then we take 5,000 calls in a row. So let's take a call right now, Jerry. Go ahead.
Okay. We have Jason on the line with us. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Hey, Jason.
Hi,
what's
Jason.
Up?
I wanted to ask you guys if you think Sam's possibly an inadvertent genius.
Is Sam an inadvertent genius? I don't know if I want to go that far. I think Sam is really good at, and this comes from being from the Appalachian region, she's really good at talking to people. She's really good at relating to people. Do I think she's winning any trigonometry awards? No, but that doesn't mean she's not a genius, I guess. She just, I don't know, socially. I could fair say socially she's pretty on point.
I mean,
can you use
like
that word inadvertently in a sentence so that I can inadvertently answered that question properly? I'm going to
tell
you no.
She inadvertently told Scotty that Winston told her that he voted for her, but she didn't tell him that it was Brett. And then, she plays this role of, I'd rather be at home on a plane, and then, you know, I mean, like, everything she does, it seems like the calculated out. Like, the other night, she almost had Caitlin trying to flip for Swaggy, and then right before Caitlin was going to go have a conversation Tyler to try to turn everything on Sam. She talked to him and basically told him exactly what she told Caitlin. And it completely just went under the bridge, or, you know.
I don't know if I'd call her a genius, but I mean, I don't know.
I mean, she's playing the game, that's for sure.
Yeah, she's definitely playing the game.
She says she has not lied yet in the game. Which, if you can play this game without lying, that's pretty hard to do.
Interesting. Well, I hope she can keep it up, because that's, you know, something within the game that I think it's kind of like accepted that you have to lie. I mean, it's going to get down to the point where if she doesn't maybe do some white lies, she's not going to make it to the end. I mean, you got it, right?
Right.
I
remember, typically, the person who survives the first eviction lasts a while. And so...
Interesting. I guess time will tell.
I have one more question. Do you think if the power's not used this week, that and this is another reason that goes beyond my theory, is if the power's not used this week and somehow level 5 wins, I could see both powers being played out at the same time.
Which powers? Because there's 3 powers.
Bailey's power. Say level 5 wins. They think that Bailey's going to get put up or something, or 2 of her friends. And then all of a sudden they find out at the end of the eviction that nobody's going home, possibly.
Well, I mean, they still have to compete to stay in the house, right? That's what we've learned about Sam's power, is that they have to do a competition in order to stay. So that's not definitely, you know, it's a 50-50, you know.
But I imagine.
I think that's going to be just, I think whatever Sam's competition for Sam's power is going to be the house picks someone and that person competes against them. And if the house person wins, they're still evicted. If they win, they're back in. Just like it was last year between Cody and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably something like that.
Well, we're going to find out, I guess, because that power has got to be used no matter what. So the power is going to be used whether she chooses to use it on somebody or not. So it's, we're going to see something happen. We know that.
There was a picture leaked of an actual singles competition. Like, they had to compete in some challenge Julie had, but I couldn't see anybody else getting it, because, I mean, it's just, I definitely know it's no battle bag, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I think it's going to be a single competition. They're going to have to do, not really quite sure what it would be. If it could be like a question, Q&A, or I don't think it's going to be like an endurance or anything. It's going to be something that's done within the show time frame. So,
right.
You know, so it might be some trivia questions in regards.
I have a question for everyone on the line. There's level 5, I guess what they're calling themselves now, and Faute. Who all believes Faute is one of the dumbest alliance names in the history of Big Brother?
There's no doubt about that. I thought Faute was dead.
Yeah, I'm like, you know.
Is she choosing the finale? It's over.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that, you know, what Caitlin did and how she reacted with the whole, well, the alliance is dead. Like, that kind of, like, you know, solidified that was dead. But I don't know if they've come up with another name, like Fessy and Haley and Rockstar, have they come up with any name? I don't think they've even really discussed it, because I don't even know if they have gotten to that point of discussion. Am I wrong? I don't know. I don't watch the live feeds 24/7, so I don't know if I've missed something.
Well, Faute was the worst Alliance name ever.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I'm so salty they wouldn't even let us use our Alliance name.
What was that, Ronnie?
Oh, I remember that.
They would, when I was in there, we had an Alliance name, and they wouldn't let us use it. Natural Born Killers, because everyone we targeted was getting voted out.
And would they not let you use it because it was a movie?
No. I think because it had the word killers.
Oh.
So we just called ourselves MBK for short. They love that MBK. Fly,
you guys like a boy band.
I guess.
KOTB. Oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much, Jason, for calling in. Great questions or comments.
All right. Talk to you later.
Have a good one, Jason.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're gonna
thanks
have to
for
see
all
how,
you do, babe.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens with these. Well, the power that Sam has is up next week. The power that Tyler has is basically, you know, the summer. And good luck on the TKO show, Tyler. Mm-hmm. Then we have.
I'm excited for when Bailey uses her power. That's what I'm excited about.
Isn't that one good, Ronnie?
It is, especially because the HOH is told right before nominations, but they're not allowed to tell the House that those aren't their nominations. So that's going to create drama.
So, okay, so I want to know, like, how do you think it's going to work out? So, okay, so when you're HOH, you know, you have to do the picking of the keys, and before it used to be you put them in the wheel and, you know, you look at them. Now it's just two little slots. When is it that they're going to be able to say something or change them? I mean, would they know? Would they have to say, I'd like to know what the nominations are, and then they get to be told and then they can change them? I'm a little confused at that part of it.
I'm just guessing here, but, you know, Michelle, you know as well as I do, having been HOH, remember how it used to be you'd sit up in the HOH room, you'd have the keys, and you would decide what order you wanted to put them in to that they were safe, you know, and then you'd leave the last two, and you'd put them in the little drawback, and you put it in the thing, and you'd close it, and then they would pull you down to the diary room, and that's when you would say, they'd make you say, my official nominees are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's when they tell them. After you say, my official nominees are, because they want it locked in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, well, actually, there's a power in play, and it's been used, and your two nominees aren't your two nominees. And remember, the HOH doesn't get to find out who's nominated until they turn the key.
So
they
find
out
when everyone
else finds out.
Expose who their nominees are, and in a prior time to them actually picking them and putting the key in, correct? I'm assuming, right?
Well, I'm sure production will let them pick them, put the keys in the block, then go down there, and after all that's done and they expect it's over with, I'm sure it's when they'll tell them, actually, a power's been played, and I'm sure Bailey ahead of time, before the nomination ceremony, probably right before, would say, be called to the DR, and they'd say, do you want to use your power? And that's when she'd say, yes, and I want to nominate so-and-so and so-and-so. You see what I'm saying? But can you imagine, though, I want you to, because think about it in terms of, you know, my experience, because it's all I really have to go off of. The week that I was nominated when Russell was HOH, can you imagine if I had that power and I had changed his nominees from me and Lydia to Jeff and Jordan, and he wasn't allowed, he was not allowed to say, these aren't my nominations? Because then, not only am I safe, But he looks like a total liar to Jeff and Jordan because it looks like he went back on his word.
Yeah.
The power, Bailey's power is so huge. It's so huge.
Yeah, I can't wait for her to use it because obviously we know, Ronnie and Cherry, that she's going to use it when it's the opposite side of the house. She's not going to use it if it's like a rock star or a Fessy possibly or even like Haley. But she's going to use it if it's anybody else. And so my next question
is...
Yeah,
she's going to use it if it's like Tyler and them, yeah.
Yeah. My next question is she going to... be clear, like, once she uses that power, she's able to go, stay up on the block if somebody wins the veto. Like, they can still nominate. They're not going to know who has the power, right?
No. They won't divulge who did it. They'll just say it was done.
Okay. And we know that
really,
she's only told so far Fessy, right?
I don't know. I can't remember. But, yeah, so as long as she doesn't tell, if she had told no one, then no one would ever definitively know it was her. Because the HOH can't even tell people that they're not, that wasn't their, those aren't their nominations.
Yeah. I can't wait
Bailey's
for that
last
power
until
to be
there's
used.
Eight people left in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So hers lasts longer than anybody else's.
Yeah. But, I mean, can you imagine if you got all the way to the final eight and could use that, the power of that? Holy cow.
I know. Oh, my God. Now, we know that she's only told Fessy, right? She hasn't told anybody else about her power, correct?
I just don't know.
Is Fessy the only one that knows? All right. Well, interesting to see how that all pans out. We cannot wait. And I'm kind of upset that we really didn't get any kind of clarity on the fact that this was the last app. Because I'm a little confused about Haley getting the crap app. Am I the only one that's like, where did that come from? Confused.
I'm a little upset by it, but I'm an English person, again, and I take issue with using reading as a punishment.
But she's good. She's got an interesting punishment. She gets to read Hamlet. And
yes, which is the greatest
and
play in the English language.
Yes. So I think she's definitely doing a great job, and she's being a great sport about it. So,
that'd be acting.
What's that teaching our millennials? That's a punishment.
I never really thought about it like that. You know, I just because it was like the fact that she just has to like stand on a soapbox and she's got to do it in the accent and she's got to read the entire thing within a time frame. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, I know it's just for fun and it's not a super big deal, but as a teacher and as someone, an English person, I don't like that we're using reading as a punishment. But that's okay. It's just for fun, so it's not that big of a deal. It's really not that big of a deal. Just my thought on it.
Well, we'll have to send some letters to Allison Grodner.
I've seen other house guests in there, though, just scouring the house for something to read. Literally, reading.
Oh, yeah, eventually you. Do you remember reading shampoo bottles?
Cereal
Michelle?
And things.
Michelle, do you remember reading shampoo
Michelle.
Bottles? And
I was reading whatever I could. I actually had brought a bunch of books with me, and all of them were rejected to be brought in. And so they just had the Bible. So I was like, just kind of like you said, kind of reading like ingredients on, you know, I knew where the tribe hummus was made, which was in Taunton, Massachusetts. And, so DiGiorno pizza, you know, we just kind of did like whatever we could. You know, so the lack of reading in there, but I believe it's just a matter of just focusing on continually playing the game and not having a, because some people read to escape daily activity, to bring themselves to calm and de-stressing of a day. They like to pick up a good book and read it. So I don't see it as like a punishment, as in reading the punishment. I see it as like, you know, that was a distraction. So the fact about books coming into the Big Brother house. But at the end of the day, a lot of people really get to learn the Bible, I think. So, I mean, it's interesting. I think that, you know, possibly if you're not going to have any books, or, you know, you shouldn't have one book and it be like a religious thing, because that could be kind of testy. Right. Okay, well, we have discussed these apps, and so that's the end of it for now. We don't know if it's going to be coming back, but we've definitely had the interesting crap apps and the interesting apps that they're all still in play. So soon to be utilized starting by next week. I don't think, do you guys think that Sam would use it this week?
No, she better not. She'd be dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope that she doesn't as well. That would be dumb on her part, but I think that she could use it. Yeah, I think she could use it to her benefit.
I haven't heard her say to some people in her alliance, you know, what if one of us is up next week? So I think she's, you know, just going to leave it in play and, you know, just see what happens next week.
But do we consider that everybody at this point knows that Sam has his power?
I think most of them do, don't they?
I'm thinking that they definitely have to, at this point, everybody knows that Sam has it. So what would you do as HOH? Say if you got HOH, right, Ronnie and Cherry, like, and you were the next HOH, wouldn't you kind of just flush it out and say, you know, Sam... And I think that Sam would kind of understand this part. Be like, Sam, you know, I'm going to put you up because I know you have the app. And, you know, if, you know, you asked me to put you up last week, which she asked the HOH, you know, put me up, put me up, put me up. And they didn't. So I would use that. And that would be like no blood on your hands kind of situation if you were just to put her up, right?
Right. Now, next week, it's whoever is evicted automatically gets the chance, right?
Yes. So
yeah,
that could backfire if it's one of the opposite opposing people that you put up. You know, how do you tell your side of the house, listen, trust me, we need to put up our own people so that, you know, and evict one of us so we have the opportunity to come back. So that they don't, right? This is going to kind of be a little, it could get a little messy, don't you think, on, depending on who gets HOH?
It could. If I were Sam, I'd be using it to my advantage, saying that if they were evicted, got the chance and came back, I'd be saying I chose to use it on them. That way I looked up to them.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see how they play it out. And it really depends on who the HOH is, too, because there's some people that are, you know, easy pushovers. And speaking of easy pushover HOHs, let's talk about the elephant in the room, the crocodile tears, Cry Me a River, and the person who is immediately regretting putting up her own alliance member and pushing them out the door without really thinking is Caitlin. What's your thoughts on Caitlin, Ronnie? Because you haven't really touched on her yet.
It's crazy. She just, you know, she said inappropriate things in the house. She done inappropriate things that caused your boyfriend to, you know, dump her. She's got a long road ahead of her when she gets out of the house, that's for sure. But making the choice that she did to get Swaggy out, just not smart. She's, and that's what I'm talking about, Tyler's run. I mean, Tyler's essentially had three H-O-8, well, no, that's not true. Because Scotty's kind of done his own thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he definitely has.
I mean, I don't like it when Tyler has two HOHs because, I mean, Caitlin says it was her, but no. Come on, we all know Tyler was making those decisions, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But just, I don't know. I think she's going to be evicted soon. We'll see.
Well, we have a few situations going on with Caitlin right now. Caitlin obviously is walking around the house saying that the world must be loving her right now. She's got the feeling inside of her because of her special powers that the world really loves her and appreciates her for everything she's been doing in the house. Two, her boyfriend Joe is probably walking around town and saying, that's my girlfriend right there. That's my girlfriend. She's doing everything right and blah, blah, blah. Which we all know where that went, you know.
Yep.
Joe has left the building, and that's, you know.
And rescinded his release. Did you even know they could do that? I didn't.
I did not, but I think that there gets to be a certain point where Big Brother will probably say, we're going to use maybe up to a certain point, and then moving forward, we will, respect your wishes.
They've been blurring his picture out on the live feed.
Yeah. And they did also on the episode last week of when one of the scenes when she was in her HOH room, they actually blurred out that picture.
Yeah, I've never, ever seen that. That's a Big Brother first.
Yes. So I think it happened or was attempted season 9. I don't know how far it got, but it was definitely things going on behind the back scene. But this is the thing as well. So Caitlin is also very, how do we say it? Touchy-feely. Very, very touchy-feely.
Mm-hmm.
She's gone from Tyler, where Tyler now, I think he realizes his game is going to be affected by Caitlin following her. Basically being jealous of him kissing Rachel for her birthday. Haley and Scotty and Haley and Brett and Haley and Fessy and Fessy and Rachel. And she's just kind of really messy for somebody who has these powers of perception and all this kind of stuff. Like, just take over for me right now, Ronnie. Like, what is just the entire kind of... It's crazy, right?
It's crazy. She's really possessive, which makes me wonder what she was like with her ex-boyfriend.
Oof.
I just couldn't date someone like that. I just... No thanks. People are not possessions.
And
you don't own people.
Did you see what happened yesterday? Did you see the... the live feeds with the bros, and apparently they were trying to get Scotty to...
I heard there's a fight.
Yeah, so apparently they tried to get Scotty. They were trying to do a final three with Scotty, convince him to use the veto on one of them and to replace with Caitlin and backdoor her. And so when I tell you she cried another river, she cried another river. Of how could they do this to her? She never would do this to anybody. Well, you just did it last week. And all these crocodile tears, and she had like a big blow up of the house on why and how could the bros do this to her.
she is backdoor swagging. So.
Yeah. Yeah, these are the repercussions you are going to reap because of the actions you took. And why would they not try to get you out? I mean, it's a perfect example of them trying to use and play the game of Big Brother, right? Use somebody
mm-hmm.
else's back whatever decisions they made and get them out of the house.
Exactly. It's the game.
It is a game. It's interesting to see how long do you, I mean, I already know the answer, but I'll ask you, do you think she's going to last any much longer in the house? Maybe a couple
weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks tops. 2-3 weeks.
The other thing that people are saying, Ronnie, is that they want her out of the house before jury because she will be a bitter jury member. What do you feel about that kind of setting up
jury
to not have bitter jury? Because we already know how that goes. Bitter jury is been a key in a lot of these past years of or whatever. I mean, it's really your opinion, but they're trying to basically set up their jury to not have at least one bitter jury. They're trying to control the bitterness of the jury.
Absolutely, I think that's smart.
Classic. All right. So let's go now, and we've talked about Swaggy. As we all know, there's no battle back, everybody. Steve's home, Swaggy's home. Okay, let's talk about Scotty's HOH. What would you consider his HOH, his noms, the way that he approached everybody, the questions he asked? You know, I was kind of like, go Scotty. What do you think about the approach that he took with the house guests?
Yeah, he did a really good job. He kept it focused on the game, which is smart. And I think he made decisions that were really good for his game as opposed to letting Tyler up there and decide things again.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of pushed away anything that Tyler said in regards to Rockstar and
especially made me happy. Not because I'm a huge fan of Rockstar, but it was nice for him to be like, no, it's not going to happen. Nope, not going to happen. She's not an option. I'm not doing that.
I mean, I was very impressed with Scotty. I thought that he held his own when it came to picking the HOH, and he wasn't scared, and he was kind of proving himself to everybody, right, that he's not one to be a pushover.
Oh, yeah, for
so,
sure.
Good job, Scotty. You know, good job in that. Doing your own HOH. It's about time. We've seen kind of some bullshit HOHs, so that is good. And then he closed the win with the veto, right? And we heard about the discrepancy.
Don't you think
he's
on Tyler's map now? That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that after this week, Tyler's going to want Scotty gone because Tyler now knows he can't control him and Scotty can win comps. So.
Well, it's a possibility. But I don't know. I think a lot of people have Tyler on their radar.
I hope. Not because I want Tyler gone per se, but I like it when it's a hard-fought victory. Let's see what happens.
Well, I think there's going to be a few people that are on everybody's radar. It's kind of really good because they've kind of called out, like, Tyler, and then there's Rockstar, and then there's, you know, Caitlin, and then, you know, Between the Bros, and then, you know, Scotty. So I think there's a lot of different ways people could go if it comes to radar right now because it's actually, like, everybody, right? Besides a couple people, which one person we haven't talked about really at all, but it's definitely one of my picks, and I am not level 5 side, but I'm like the other side. I'm not going to call them Faute, Fondue, whatever they want to call themselves. I'm liking the Fessies and the Rockstar. Like, I'm liking that side. But there's one person that I have to say is playing, I think, a very good social game, kind of just sitting back. And, you know, if it came down to her side being you know, put up in the block, I think that she's kind of sitting pretty, is Casey. I mean,
yeah,
Casey's really not been talked about, you know, in regards to, we haven't even really talked about her, right?
No, I forget she's in there.
Well, isn't that a perfect scenario within this house? I mean,
oh yeah, I mean, there's no doubt she's sitting pretty. She's everyone's friend. She's not. Her name's not coming out of anyone's mouth.
No. She had that
so.
That punishment in the beginning. That
which
wasn't
was,
as bad as the robot,
not that
right?
Bad of a punishment.
No. But I mean, what did you think when she had to sit outside for the
nominations they're running?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was done for TV purposes. We know that. She wasn't going to be nominated. I think it would be better if they had, she was going to go to the bathroom and they turned the pinwheel on and kept her from going to the bathroom. Or if
okay,
they kept
that
her
would
in
be
the
horrific.
Bathroom.
Or just, yeah,
or
I was going to say maybe the other way around.
I mean, we
like
really
just
want
to be
punish
stuck
her.
In
Let's
the
keep
bathroom.
Her from going to the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm terrible.
I'm terrible. I mean, listen, it's she was sitting outside for nominations. I mean, imagine if she got nominated, but she didn't. But what happens if she did? I don't think they would do that, would they? No, they would never.
No.
So
although that'd be funny,
about,
by the way, you got nominated.
Oh, yeah, right? Like, you didn't even hear what happened. They could kind of make up whatever they wanted to. But let's talk about JC. Well, I mean, we haven't talked really about a couple other people. Let's talk about JC. So you said
yeah.
that he had a good social game. I feel like he's kind of going back and forth a little bit, and he's kind of getting a little messy. I mean, watching last night, he was kind of involving himself, I think, with both sides. What is it about JC that you think that he's doing a good social game in your eyes? Because I'd like to
It's because he has this quality about his personality that he could say and do outlandish things or whatever, and then be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm crazy. You know, he could just play it off like a joke, and I think people forgive him. So I think
That's
he has power in that sense.
What do you think he would do if he won HOH? I mean, isn't
oh,
he kind of
he
going on both sides?
If he won HOH, it'd be totally by accident. Because I think he would throw it. But if he did, I don't know. That'd be tough. See, smart. I don't know. That's a good question. I have no idea what he'd do. It's a big old question mark.
Okay, so we want JC to win the next HOH.
There you go. Well, if it's endurance, I bet you he does.
Oh, yeah. He's
like
he's
if it's
strong.
The wall. Can you imagine him on the wall?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, he would do a great job on the wall. He's strong.
Yeah.
He's got little body weight to hold up. If it was going to be something like me and April hanging off the wall kind of situation. He's got good core strength because he's like a dancer and stuff. So he's got like, you know, able to go and do squats up and down and all that kind of stuff. So I think that we need to see an endurance cop coming up soon. Don't you think so?
Oh, yeah, I think so. See, that may be something the other way that you see next week play out because, you know, typically week four is an endurance comp. It was for us. It's been for several other people. They could also just say that throw the person evicted back in there and say they're in the competition, and if they're the last one standing, they're the HOH and they get to return. If they're not the last one standing, then they're just evicted. That
Ooh.
Could be another way to do it.
Interesting. Well, we know for a fact that that power is going to be used next week. So there's definitely going to be the competition happening. So wouldn't it be perfect to have that competition and then go into an endurance comp? Because they're not going to probably want anybody to know who was going to win HOH at that time. They want people to probably earn their dues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think endurance comp is going to be definitely needs to be done, I would think.
Calling it now next week, endurance comp, and that's how that'll operate. Whoever's evicted will already be in the thing, and if they're the last one standing, then they not only are they back, but they're HOH. Otherwise, they're just out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they might incorporate it within the HOH, yeah. So I see a lot of people in the chat room, they like to see the wall comp. But you know what I want to see? I think that this would be interesting. It kind of would be like a free-for-all to see who would do, you know, who would actually win, would be the sliding comps. You know, the sliding comp?
Yeah.
Where they have to slide and fill the fishbowl with water.
The slip and slide.
Or spoonful. Yes.
Slip and slide, yeah.
Yeah.
That comp, I think,
would
be very interesting right now.
Related to competitions, I really, really think they missed the mark this season. Because, you know, they had a whole bunch of former house guests in the audience, and, oh, my God, I'm so sad I couldn't be there. I was invited, but I had work that got in the way, and I'm really sad I didn't get to see you, Michelle.
I know. We were just missing you, and I was like, oh, Ronnie, but I know that you had things that, you know, came up, so you got to, you know, take care of situations, so.
But how cool would it have been if production kept with that theme throughout this whole season and had competition? Since, I mean, I've loved the competitions this year, though. I thought they've been pretty good. But
yeah, they have been.
If every so often they brought back competitions from certain seasons and had people from that season there to host the competition, that way you're keeping this landmark 20. Yeah. How amazing would that have been?
That would be great. I think that they should have incorporated somebody from every season in the comps. I mean, they did with Justin Cody. They came and hosted, you know, like the dating app.
I don't think that should have been restricted to Jess and Cody. I think if they're doing a dating app, it should have been all these former house guests that are now dating. Like, they should have had Jess and Cody, Jeff and Jordan, Rachel and Brandon, Danny and Dominic. You know what I mean? That's what they should have had all of them.
Well, they had Jess and Cody, which was great to see them, by the way. I thought it was funny when they did, like, the kind of like the Man of Steel, kind of like a robotish thing every time that Cody would, like, walk or talk or move his head and heck and stuff.
Oh, they did the Terminator. They did the dun 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 dun.
Yeah. I thought that was good, and I thought that they had, like, their picks of the people and their likes and dislikes and their, like, little title underneath. I thought they were pretty funny, so they definitely have their humor up there. But, yeah, I mean, in the future, I'd like to see what moving forward, more of that, more of, like, incorporating past Big Brother, because, I mean, we are season 20
right.
And not necessarily having them in the game, which we like to see right now, the newbies and stuff, but incorporating them in, you know, a comp that they won or a comp that they lost and it got them out of the game or something like that. But we definitely are in need of an endurance comp, wouldn't you say?
Yes. And you know what else I want to see? Do you remember back in All Stars when they had the competition that was like the ghost of Big Brother and they had the former house guests in the mirror and they ended up being questions for the HOH comp the following week?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that would be a good one.
I want to see stuff like that this season. Like that's what I want to see is for a nostalgic 20th season. That's like we're celebrating being on for 20 seasons. I want to see something like that. Like, can you imagine having a veto competition of, like, based on, since this is all about technology, maybe a veto competition based around, like, the Big Brother supercomputer went wrong and is highlighting some of the biggest mistakes in the history of the game and bringing back the people that made those mistakes to, like, I don't know, haunt the house guests or something. I don't know. It would just be fun. I just want fun stuff like that. Like, that would be so much fun.
Yeah. I think that's awesome idea, Ronnie. I think that's so cool.
That would be a great idea. I like that. And, I mean, like saying things like over the loudspeaker or.
Yes.
I mean, I know that they used to take things out of the house and then replace them sometimes with stuff and see if people notice, and they could always like maybe put like a picture up of like one of the flops or something like that, you know.
See, that's
like a picture of Marsalis with
the
veto.
Yeah, they haven't done the taking things out and putting them back since, I think, your season. They did that your season, right, Michelle?
Yes, they did. Yep.
They did not do it in mine. So your season's the last one they did 10 seasons ago.
Oh, yeah. They did, replacing and moving stuff and adding stuff. And, you know, I mean, we were just like, I just don't know if, this house would be.
See, they should take a comp like from each season of the past seasons, like of the early seasons, and do a spin on it for season 20.
Yep, that'd be fun.
Maybe update it, you know.
Right. Did you see?
We're giving them a lot of ideas
if
they're listening. Come on, guys. Listen to Manic Monday.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but in the very first competition where they got dropped into the room that was dark and they had to look for the folder.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you see what was all over the walls?
It was pictures of.
It was memory wall photos of all the past house guests.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Though you could kind of see them. There were definitely pictures of past house guests on there.
Oh, yeah, and it had to be all of us because they were all over the walls, all over them. Like, I want to.
Yeah, they're definitely incorporating a lot of the past.
Yeah, which is great for the 20th season. I want to see more of it. Give me more.
Give us more.
And plus,
give
think
us
about
more.
This, the marketing tie-in. You could tell people, get CBS All Access, watch the old seasons. You don't know these people, didn't watch it? Well, get all access. Watch the old seasons.
Well, I'll be honest with you, because I'm getting so many messages daily for the beginning of the season of people that are like, oh, my God, you know, they're not doing the fishes right now. They're showing Big Brother 10. And then,
they're showing a lot of old seasons.
But they're not showing them in totality. They're showing little pieces of them. Then they'll go to, like, a different season. So today, around 3 o'clock, they must have been showing a scene of Big Brother 10 and some sort of, like, how it was played out. And then they went back and, you know, put the live feeds on. So they're not doing it from, like, beginning to end. They're kind of showing you different pieces of it. So I feel like there's probably different meaning behind what they're showing you, you know. Yesterday's Rachel's birthday, you know, can't even compare to Keisha's birthday. Nothing will ever compare to Keisha's birthday. So people can try it. But, you know, that was something that, you know, I guess because there was a little bit of a fight that was happening, but you'll never get Keisha's birthday ever. Ever, ever, ever. So, but I appreciate people trying to reenact it. It's great. It's awesome. All right. Well, let's talk about the, you know, people on Twitter and on all different social media. I mean, you guys are tough. You guys are tough, tough, tough people. And I'm not individualizing any of you guys, but I'm just saying it's a game, right? And at the end of the day, we love who we love. We dislike who we dislike. But there's some people that are kind of being a little bit kind of aggressive and saying some, you know, harsh things, you know, that's not part of what they're saying, or they're going a different route. Because a lot of people are I personally don't like it, but they're really talking a lot bad stuff in regards to Rockstar's visual look. I don't understand why somebody would be like, oh, she's got this color hair and she wears this and, you know, she does this, that, and the other.
I haven't read any of that.
Yeah, I don't understand why people are going, like, into that kind of scenario. It doesn't make any sense to me, Ronnie, right? I mean...
No. I think, you know, anyone who says something like that should post a picture of themselves on the internet and let everyone go to town. Maybe then they'll think it over a second time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm proud of her for being brave enough to go on national TV and be herself.
I think there's nothing wrong with it. I think she's great.
She's not the perfect size two, which is what Big Brother normally goes for, you know, and yet she's confident enough in herself that she is on Big Brother, putting herself out there for the whole world to see, and she's being herself, and I think that's awesome. You know, I give her kudos for being, you know, herself and being confident enough in herself to stay true to herself and who she is and go out there and rock her rock star self in front of America for all to see and stay true to herself, you know. Don't change for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Be yourself. And to hell with those who don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And you know what? I think she's playing a really good game. The only thing I would say to her is be careful who you're telling some information to. But besides that, I think she's really smart and she's very... She has more, like, of that, like, psychotic... Not psychotic, maybe I'm saying that wrong. The psychic... sense than I would say Caitlin does. I think that Rockstar has that.
Yeah.
Not psychotic.
She has really
psychic.
Good intuition.
Yeah.
She does have good intuition.
Yeah, so I like Rockstar. Now, you know, and then we have the other people that are, you know, Rachel and Angela. They're really quiet. They really haven't done much to ruffle the waters, or I guess you could say, you know, ruffle the feathers of anybody in there.
I don't know a thing about Rachel. I honestly don't. I never hear her talk. I just don't know a thing about the girl.
She's Jackie's friend. That's all I know.
I'm not Rachel.
She's Jackie's friend.
Not Rachel. That's not what I meant to say. The other.
Angela.
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 Her. I don't know anything
about
her.
Yeah, I don't really know a lot about Angela.
I
can't remember where I heard this was. She and Casey. Don't quote me on Casey, but I'm sure Angela. But they were supposedly last minute additions to the cast.
I heard a lot of them, Rachel and Angela mixed up.
Yeah, I heard a lot of this cast were finalists in different seasons in the past couple of years.
And I heard Tyler was a finalist for TKO, and then they took him from TKO and said, come try for Big Brother.
And wasn't he a finalist in Big Brother? Oh my God, BBOTT, Over the Top. I heard he was a finalist for that, and he didn't make it. He was a finalist, but didn't make it. Tyler for Big Brother OTT.
Oh.
That's how Morgan and Alex know him.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
I think Alex is the one that put it on Twitter.
I
saw that. You know, I think back to some people who didn't make it on my season, and I wanted to see them, but they've never been on. There was this older gentleman that Kevin and I called Granola Grandpa. He looked like Crocodile Dundee and Jerry mixed together.
Ooh. Yeah.
He had longer hair like a hippie. He wore this Crocodile Dundee hat with alligator teeth around the brim. He wore this neck pendant thing like Jerry Garcia had. And
awesome.
He wore
no
tie-dye.
No relation to Jerry Garcia.
And he wore a tie-dye shirt and sandals, and he was just so interesting looking. I wanted to get to know him. I was kind of hoping he was going to be in the house.
Who was this again?
A guy who was in finals for Big Brother 11.
Oh man!
If you're out
Too bad
there,
he didn't make it. I probably would have loved him.
Yeah, if
Kevin
you're out
and
there,
I called him Granola
this,
Grandpa.
Granola Grandpa, we need you in our lives.
I know. Who else was there? Oh, there was this guy who was like, it was like me crossbred with Steve from this season.
Oh. Undercover, huh?
I have no idea. He was so bizarre. He was, I'm so serious. It's the same as mine. You see, you can't talk, so you don't know them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just are talking with your eyes.
Yes. And, you know, ironically, that got me in trouble because that day where we were all there and we couldn't talk to each other, I saw Natalie playing with an old school Game Boy, and that's when I was like, oh, she's in the house. She's obviously a gaming fan. I want to, you know, talk to her. And it got me in trouble.
Uh-oh. Well, trouble is your middle name, Ronnie Talbot. Ronnie Trouble Talbot.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
I mean,
though,
what do you think
know.
Of the fact that they are so quiet that people are just kind of like, "Who are they?" I mean, sometimes it's good that they're like quiet, but when America can't really get to relate with you and get to know you, I mean, we had Rachel. I mean, she hasn't had too much airtime, but I'll tell you a fun fact about Rachel. And Rachel. So me, Donnie, LaJuan, Parker were – no, I don't know if Parker was there. It was me, LaJuan, and Donnie. We went to Vegas after one of the finale parties in L.A., and Rachel actually drove us home so that we didn't have to wait for an Uber.
Oh.
Yeah, and I completely forgot. And Donnie was telling me this at the premiere party. He's like, Michelle, don't you remember Rachel? We know her. And I'm like, we do? How do we know her? Because she's Jackie's friend. And he's like, no, she's the one that drove us home. And she was so nice. We invited her back upstairs to our room. She hung out for, like, the rest of the night. And I completely forgot about that. You know when you see somebody, you can't remember how you know them, but you know them from something?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, Yeah, it was kind of one of those things, and I was like, oh, my God, yes, I remember. She even said, oh, you guys are a friend of Jackie's. I don't want you guys to have to wait around for an Uber. I'll bring you guys back to your hotel, and she did. She was very nice and sweet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yep, so... But, I mean, I think we need more for CBS to kind of throw them a little bit more TV time for us to get more relating with them. And maybe it doesn't work in their storyline. Oh, there's some music playing in the background. I love it.
Sorry, it's Jurassic Park theme.
It's all right. I just was like, hey. But... We need to be able to get them to relate. And I think that also if you're going to use the I think you'll agree with me, Cherry and Ronnie, if you're going to get the crap app and the app to get a power, that you have to rightfully give everybody the same time of airtime, right, for people to be able to decide whether they want you to trend or not.
Well,
am I wrong here?
In theory, yeah, but then again, remember, they announced the coup d'etat voting after the week that he did the whole Jeff and Jordan segment. So.
Yeah. But Jeff and Jordan were getting airtime to be able to, I mean, I'm not, I can't tell you how much airtime they got, but I'm sure they got more airtime than
right.
them, you know.
I mean, but it definitely didn't hurt them, is what I'm saying.
It hurt Rachel. She got least trending. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well,
so
that's what I'm
the guy that quit in there screaming.
Yeah,
oh,
it,
no,
it hurt them, though. It hurt Rachel and them.
Oh, yeah.
But see, that's the thing. This season's a little different because they're there actually to play the game. They're not, you know what I mean?
They're there to have that
yeah, they're there to
time.
Play the game
kind
and
of
not try and be America's favorite, you know?
Well,
so,
for now, I guess.
I don't know.
Apparently, they're maybe playing the smart game because they see that there's a lot of Lynn scenarios going on, and you know there's a lot happening with like Swaggy C. He was a pretty dominant person. So all right, we have like maybe a couple more minutes left, Ronnie. So if I were to ask you who you would want to be the next HOH, who would it be, and quickly, why would you want them to be HOH?
JC, just to see what he's going to do.
Ooh.
Especially
yes.
since the week is going to potentially be nullified, so it's not going to really matter. I'm just academically curious.
Yeah, but he's one of those people that can maybe cause like some uproar because he is in that middle ground of like
mm-hmm.
floater slash doesn't want to really get anybody like, you know,
right.
upset with them, you know. And that would actually get people to get riled up. So that's what we want. We want
right.
some excitement and some turmoil, especially the fact
Ooh.
That there is going to be that possibility of using that power. We just want to kind of see some drama unfold. Last but not least, we have Brett and Winston up on the block, the bros, the shirtless bros, the bros. I mean, we don't got really much to say, but the bros. Who do you think would be the best person to be evicted? For me, it's kind of even. I kind of want Winston to go first because I think Brett, I want to see how he does by himself. But I think really it's kind of like even Steven for me, right? What do you think?
Well, I want to see Winston go just because of his comments, but honestly, probably if they were smart, Brett would be the smarter one to get out because Winston's going to kind of sink his own cage. Does that make sense? Because he's actually opening his mouth. Brett would just slide back under the radar. So probably be better
yeah.
to get rid of Brett, even though I want Winston gone.
Yeah, I think Brett's more of the maybe the stronger and the more social and where Winston's
yeah.
more of, like, the panicky one. And
yes.
Well, we have so much more game to play. I mean, it's been 2 weeks, and it's been kind of packed, filled with a lot of excitement. And it's been, really, like you said, you brought it up, season 14. Haven't really had anything since then. So I think that so far we are enjoying it. Any last words you want to let everybody out there in Manic Monday Nation know in regards to just anything you want to let them know, Ronnie?
Just I love being on here, and if you're a video game fan, you want to watch, stay tuned. I'm going to be putting out details on my channel soon.
Well, you know, you can come back on here and fill us in with the details and let us know when you have
okay.
everything up and running, which I know you're working on that, and we do have so many gamers out there that listen. So they definitely will be intrigued to find out more information on that, Ronnie. Thank you for coming on Manic Monday. We absolutely love you. Cherry, is there anything you want to say to Ronnie before he goes, darling?
I love you, and Bentham is absolutely adorable. I
yeah.
saw the picture of you and Michelle and Bentham in the pool, and it was just too cute. He's just so adorable.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Give him a hug for me.
I will. We love you guys.
And tell Michelle I say
thank
hi.
Thank you, buddy.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Well, we got through a lot of information there. some good back and forth, some good kind of going through the cast, some good feedback, and Ronnie always has really great points, and so we thank him for talking Big Brother. That's what we love, and also talking about Bentham and his family, Michelle, the lovely wifey that we love and adore. And stay tuned for his gaming channel that he's going to have coming up. We'll make sure we keep you guys updated on that. Don't forget, next week we're going to have Big Brother 19, Kevin. He's going to be here, and we're going to be able to ask him what he thinks about Big Brother and everything else he's got going on. And
I can't wait to hear about the chocolate chip cookie. I'm so intrigued.
yes,
I
am also. I'm also intrigued about the chocolate chip cookie. So stay tuned for next week. Thanks, everybody. Cherry, do the honors as you always do every week. And let's close out the show.
Well, everybody, make sure that you continue to watch the live feeds. Stay tuned. You never know what's going to happen in the Big Brother 20 house. So keep your eyes tuned to Big Brother live feeds as much as you can. And then join us next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for another version of Manic Monday with Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10. We'll have Kevin from Big Brother 19 joining us next week. Have a great week.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate chip cookie.
We're going to close. Yeah. I can't wait to hear what that's about.
Cookie monster.
You have an
cookie
evil.
Cookie monster.
You have an evil little laugh. We're going to close with Ron as we always do. Everybody have a great week. Here we go.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It's always a great one with Michelle Costa. So, say goodnight, Michelle.
C is for a cookie. That's good enough for me. Bye, guys. Talk to you guys next week. I don't know. You're the star. I'm curious, too.
And with that, that's a wrap from us today. Good night,
that's
all. Take care. Have a great week. God bless.
Bye.